Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. As we welcome 2020 today, it's important to take a look at some agriculture highlights from 2019 and shed some light on some priorities for the new year. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles, who will be sworn in for a second term on Monday, January 6, recently highlighted some successes during the Kentucky Farm Bureau annual meeting in December.
We were able to modernize the grain law. A lot of you may not have known this, but we discovered an omission in the law that if you've been farming after 1994, or if you had changed your legal status on your farm after 1994, unbeknownst to a lot of Kentucky farmers, you are not covered by the Grain Indemnity Insurance Fund. We were able to fix that. We were able to scrub it and have a modern grain system that looks like what's going on in other states as well.
Commissioner Quarles says a second accomplishment was the regulation of fake meat.
One of only 10 states in the country that passed legislation that says if you try to sell those adulterated products, in my opinion, here in Kentucky, you can call it anything you want. You just can't call it meat. And so we're so proud about that, and we're going to continue to be aggressive.
He says one priority issue for 2020 is taxes that could impact agriculture.
There's some changes in the tax code. It's so important that whenever the budget is opened up and taxes are changed, that we tell our story to make sure that we maintain those important ag sales tax exemptions and that we provide equity and parity among all the commodity and livestock groups.
We'll have more in a moment.
Farming in Kentucky has seen dramatic changes over the past century. New technologies, new practices, new ways of bringing products to market. In the midst of these changes, the future of Kentucky agriculture demands that tomorrow's farmers be educated in the field and in the classroom. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, Kentucky Farm Bureau proudly supports giving young farmers the tools, skills, and knowledge they need for success. Why Farm Bureau? Because education ensures a brighter future for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says other priorities include a pesticide modernization bill and the Food Safety Modernization Act.
For the produce farmers in the crowd, we're also going to make sure that we keep the FDA off your farm and implement a Food Safety Modernization Act that is compliant with what Congress directed us to do 8 years ago. This means that we have Kentucky-grown farm kids helping enumerate the issues that the federal law requires without having inspectors hopping on airplanes from Washington, D.C. to come visit your farm.
The commissioner added the agriculture community needs to stay involved.
The phrase that I like to use most when it comes to passing bills, and again, not just in Frankfort, Washington, D.C., but the local level too, where some of these activist groups have started to set up camp, is that if you don't have a seat at the table, sometimes you're on the menu.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.